So I went or chased after him. And I don't think I forced him, but, you know.
You flushed, I think.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, you just got to go.
What made you do that? I mean,
you can cover somebody, you know, all day.
Right.
But if you don't get any pressure on them, somebody's going to be open. That's the way it is. So sometimes you got to get a little pressure. And, you know, the clock kind of went off in my head, and I made a judgment call. And, you know, lucky enough that, you know, there wasn't somebody behind me. That's the risk you take.
Right.
But, you know, about 13 seconds in, you know, it was either that or the other alternative.
In many ways, you guys were playing for Pride Friday. How big of a motivating factor is that? I mean, Nebraska's got so much going, but, I mean, for you guys.
Yeah, for me, it's huge. And I'd play the same way. If we were 0-10 or 0-11, you know, I'd play the same way. That's just the way I am. And I think that's the way most of the guys on this team are. So wins and losses has nothing to do with it. You know, I'm going out there to try and do my best, because if I do anything less than that, you know, it's hard to look at myself in the mirror. You know, so that's all it is.
You released the tight end to what you might have thought was safety on the last touchdown. Are you releasing to somebody there?
I don't want to talk about schemes too much. Obviously, competitive advantage, but it is just a miscommunication, right? It's an error on my fault. And mm-hmm. Whether or not it's an error in the back end, you know, that's for the coaches to say. So it's something I could be better at. And, you know, they're a good team. They had a scheme for that coverage, but, you know, I need to do a better job moving forward.
Can we talk a little bit about, I mean, the future? I know you guys, the future's Friday for you guys, but this defense, it's kind of hanging out there right now. I mean, the last five games, you guys know them. You know the numbers better than I do at this point, probably. What needs to happen?
You know, I'm not going to talk globally. Really, I just want to focus on this week. And moving forward, it's going to be the same thing we always, you know, have needed to do. You got to play tough, physical with effort, and you got to try and play as mistake-free as possible. And that's never going to change. So that's what's going to be important, you know, this week. And then as we develop, it's just going to be about getting younger guys to try and get closer and closer to that. And it's, you know, that's about as simple as I think I can make it.
How about, you mentioned pass rush a little bit. Lycus mentioned that. Is that really one thing that needs to happen? I mean,
It's one thing that we want to have.
I'm not asking you to play things.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I'm not doing that at all. You know, that's one component of a defense that can help you, right?
Right.
And so
right.
We're trying to help ourselves. So if we can get more of that, yeah, we're going to do everything that we as Iowa, with our personnel and what we're trying to do, we're going to do everything within that scope that we know how to do. And that's what the coaches are doing. They're a lot smarter than me. They're a lot smarter than all the guys on TV that you hear, believe it or not. So yeah, and we have total trust in them and my teammates. I know they work hard and they're doing everything they can. It's not like, you know, you got a bunch of guys that are just like, you know, just hanging out. You got to, you know, they're doing the best they can, and we just got to do it better and we got to do it smarter.
What precipitated the mustache going away?
And just kind of time for a change, you know, mix it up, see if we could spark anything.
Hey, what the hell? Thanks. Have a good Thanksgiving.
As far as Friday's game is concerned, when you do look at Nebraska, what differences have you noticed in terms of preparing for them now as opposed to, say, a year ago when you were going up against our offense?
They're more the quarterback. This is just a lot more confident, more sure of himself. And I think it all really starts with him. And then I think their line play is probably a little bit better. Mm-hmm. They've had more reliability from their skill players and that. So the Burkhead's been out. Abdullah stepped in. He's more of a mature player this year than he was last year. He's a young player. And he's been a guy that's been solid for them. They've had issues with ball control and fumbling and stuff, but that's something that hopefully we can expose, you know. And it's something they're going to try and, you know, try and remedy as they move, you know, this week, potentially postseason, however many games they may have. But for us, yeah, they're better than last year, and I think they would agree with that, and, you know, I'm not going to deny it either.
How much do things get ramped up when you have a short week to prepare, considering it, you guys aren't normally used to playing on Fridays?
Yeah, you got to be smart, I think, as an athlete, and we're lucky this week that we're off from school, so I have some more time to focus on things I need to, but, you know, we lose 24 hours, and so 24 hours of doing nothing makes a really big difference in the grand scheme of recovery. You know, when you only have 7 days to recover, now we only have six, really, you know, minus the 24 hours of doing nothing. So we've been busy every day, and it makes a difference, but you just got to be smart and have a plan.